ओम शांति। कार्यक्रम को आगे बढ़ाते हुए मैं ब्रह्मा कुमारी बहनों से निवेदन करूंगा कि वो आज के हमारे मेहमानों का बैजेस और बुके के द्वारा स्वागत करेंगे। प्रोफेसर इंद्र कृष्ण भट्ट साहब, डॉक्टर ब्रह्मा कुमार जयदेवा साहू जी, ब्रह्मा कुमार राजीव भाई, आज का हमारा सत्र का जो विषय है वो बहुत ही बड़ा और चेतावनी भरा भी है। तो इसमें एक शब्द है अवेयरनेस। जब भी चेतावनी दी जाती तो हम शब्द अवेयरनेस का इस्तेमाल करते हैं। एजुकेशन फॉर एनवायरमेंटल अवेयरनेस, पर्यावरण जागरूकता। पर्यावरण शब्द से हम सभी परिचित हैं, जो भी सराउंडिंग है। सराउंड एक लाइन में अगर डेफिनेशन हम बोलें पर्यावरण की, तो सराउंडिंग ऑफ द लिविंग ऑर्गेनिज्म इंक्लूडिंग प्लांट एंड, क्योंकि वो भी लिविंग ऑर्गेनिज्म में ही आते हैं, तो उसके प्रति अवेयरनेस की क्यों जागरूकता है और किस तरह से जागरूक होके हम हमारे पर्यावरण को बचा सकते हैं। अभी आप सबको ज्ञात होगा, अभी हमने पिछले महीने वर्ल्ड अर्थ डे, पृथ्वी दिवस मनाया था। दिनांक याद है? 22 अप्रैल 22nd अप्रैल को 1970 से लेकर आज तक हम हर साल मनाते आते हैं। हर साल का एक लोगो दिया जाता है और एक दिन विश्व अर्थ जो पृथ्वी दिवस है मना करके हम हमारी जिम्मेवारी को संपूर्ण समझते हैं कि हमने हमारी जिम्मेवारी निभा दी। एक दूसरे को विश कर देते हैं फेसबुक, व्हाट्सएप पे, फोन पे। लेकिन क्या इतना सब कुछ काफी है या हमें प्रैक्टिकल में वास्तव में कुछ करने की जरूरत है? तो आज इसी विषय पर चर्चा के लिए जो विषय है उससे संबंधित जो विशेषज्ञ हैं हमारे सम्मुख हैं, तो क्या चिंता का विषय है और फिर उसका सल्यूशन, दोनों के ऊपर हम विस्तार से आज चर्चा करेंगे। मैं ज्यादा समय नहीं लूंगा, लेकिन आज के विषय से संबंधित एक कविता है वो आपके समक्ष जरूर रखना चाहूंगा कि रहा ना जल पीने लायक, रहा ना जल पीने लायक, वायु ना जीने लायक। भूमि भी हो गई है बंजर, भूमि भी हो गई है बंजर, कैसा है ये मंजर, कान फोड़ती आवाजों का ध्वनि प्रदूषण, कान फोड़ती आवाजों का फैला घातक शोर, उर्वरकों की बीमारी का फर्टिलाइजर्स, उर्वरकों की बीमारी का भूमि में है जोर, पानी बिजली की बर्बादी, पानी बिजली की बर्बादी, नित बढ़ती ये आबादी जो सिविलाइजेशन हो रहा है, कूड़ेदान बनी है ये नदियां, कूड़ेदान बनी है ये नदियां, कलुषित हुई हैं पुरवैया, लुप्त हो रहे हैं वन जंगल, लुप्त हो रहे हैं वन जंगल, लुप्त हो रहे हैं प्राणी, लुप्त हो रही है नदियां और लुप्त हो रही है धानी, जल वायु और ये भूमि, जल वायु और ये भूमि, कुछ भी स्वच्छ अब रहा नहीं, रोग मिल रहे हैं नित ऐसे ऐसे, रोग मिल रहे हैं ऐसे ऐसे जिनकी कोई दवा नहीं। तो आज के जो विषय है उसके ऊपर बहुत सटीक ये लाइनें बैठती हैं। अभी मैं इसके विषय पर विस्तार से चर्चा करने के लिए आज के जो हमारे मुख्य वक्ता हैं प्रोफेसर डॉक्टर जयदेवा साहू जी ब्रह्मा कुमार, उनको मैं आमंत्रित करना चाहूंगा। आपका बायोडाटा काफी लंबा है, मैं शॉर्ट में थोड़ा आपको जरूर बताना चाहूंगा। आप एमए एमफिल एजुकेशन से कुरुक्षेत्र यूनिवर्सिटी से किया है। आप राजयोगा जो ब्रह्मा कुमारीज जो ज्ञान में है पिछले 36 साल से 1978 से संपर्क में हैं और निरंतर राजयोग का अभ्यास करते हैं। आपने पीएचडी पीस एजुकेशन एंड पीस साइकोलॉजी में किया है। आप सीनियर फैकल्टी ट्रेनर हैं ब्रह्मा कुमारीज जो राजयोग एजुकेशन एंड रिसर्च फाउंडर जो ब्रह्मा कुमारीज की सिस्टर कंसर्न है उसमें। आप प्रोफेसर एंड हेड ऑफ द डिपार्टमेंट ऑफ एजुकेशन एट राजीव गांधी सेंट्रल यूनिवर्सिटी ईटानगर में अपनी सेवाएं दे रहे हैं। आप मेंबर एकेडमी काउंसिल एंड यूनिवर्सिटी कोर्ट आरजीयू में हैं। आपको रिसोर्स पर्सन रखा गया है इन पीस एजुकेशन टास्क फोर्स एनसीईआरटी न्यू दिल्ली में। आपने अब तक थीसिस गाइडेड 9 पीएचडी स्टूडेंट एंड मोर देन 60 नेशनल एंड इंटरनेशनल जर्नल्स पब्लिश्ड एंड वन बुक ऑल्सो। सो ऐसे अनुभवी मूर्त ब्रह्मा कुमार जयदेवा साहू जी से मैं अनुरोध करूंगा कि वो आज के विषय पर प्रकाश डालें। ब्रह्मा कुमार जयदेवा साहू जी,
ओम शांति। तो हम सभी एक बार बोले ओम शांति। हमारे साथ में भी और एक बार बोलिए ओम शांति। हमारे साथ में मेरे साथ में बोलिए भले ओम शांति। आज की सभा का कार्यक्रम में मंच से उपस्थित हमारे आदरणीय प्रोफेसर इंद्र कुमार भट्ट जी जो एनआईटी डायरेक्टर हैं तथा आज की चेयरपर्सन हैं, राजीव भाई जी और जो भी पधारे हुए हमारे वाइस चांसलर्स तथा और डिग्निटरीज जो भी मेहमान हैं इस कॉन्फ्रेंस में पधारे हुए हैं, तो उन सबको अभिनंदन के साथ आज की इस चर्चा में हम लोग अभी चर्चा करने जा रहे हैं। ये अम्ब्रेला थीम है एजुकेशन इन वैल्यूज एंड स्पिरिचुअलिटी और उसके अंदर में आज हम इस चर्चा करेंगे कि एजुकेशन फॉर एनवायरमेंटल अवेयरनेस, पर्यावरण के लिए जागृति लाना है। तो अगर जागृति लाना है तो आज का इस प्रेजेंटेशन में हम विशेष करके फोकस करेंगे कि अभी जो वर्ल्ड का कंडीशन क्या है और उसके साथ साथ एजुकेशन का जो प्रेजेंट एजुकेशन सिस्टम उसमें भी क्या प्रॉब्लम्स है, एंड इन दैट ऑल्सो देर इज एपिस्टेमोलॉजिकल एंड ऑन्टोलॉजिकल क्राइसिस इन एजुकेशन इटसेल्फ, एजुकेशन सिस्टम देर इज ऑन्टोलॉजिकल एंड एपिस्टेमोलॉजिकल क्राइसिस। व्हाट इज रियलिटी एंड व्हाट इज द सोर्स ऑफ नॉलेज, दैट इज अ वेरी बिग क्वेश्चन इन एजुकेशन सिस्टम इटसेल्फ। उसके बारे में डिस्कशन करेंगे। देन व्हाट सजेशंस वी कैन गो फॉर और हाउ वी कैन मॉडिफाई द एजुकेशन सिस्टम सो दैट वी कैन रियली क्रिएट अवेयरनेस अमंग ईच एंड एवरी सिटीजन ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, एवरी पर्सन ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, एवरी ह्यूमन बींग ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, सो दैट वी कैन प्रिजर्व प्रमोट एंड प्रोग्रेस अवर एनवायरमेंट। So it has been told, Vidya dadati vinayam, vinayat yatra patratam, patravat dhanam papnoti, dhanat dharma tatah sukham. And education is a power, education gives politeness, एंड फ्रॉम पोलाइटनेस वी कैन अर्न समथिंग एंड फ्रॉम दैट अर्निंग ए पर्सन कैन परफॉर्म हिज ड्यूटीज एंड ऑल्सो कैन डू द राइटियस थिंग्स एंड फ्रॉम दैट राइटियस पर्सन कैन लिव ऑल्सो हैप्पीली सो इन दैट कंडीशन why you are concerned with this because you all of you know I think so because the Dacher framework of education in 2000 they have highlighted that during this millennium declaration that quality education for all not only education for all because we are emphasizing that education should be provided but what type of education should be provided aur kis prakar ka shiksha hum log de sakte hain aur wo quality education kya hai तो व्हाई क्वालिटी एजुकेशन इज कंसर्न हम लोग क्यों क्वालिटी एजुकेशन के बारे में बोल रहे हैं क्योंकि हमारे यजुर्वेद में बोला जाता है देहु शांति अंतरिक्षम शांति पृथ्वी शांति अपह शांति यानी ये हमारा इंडिया का ट्रेडिशन रहा है औषधय शांति वनस्पतय शांति विश्व देवा शांति ब्रह्म शांति ही सर्व शांति ही शांति एव शांति ही स मा शांति ही यदि दिस इज ए वर्स इन आयुर्वेदिक लिटरेचर सिंस एंशिएंट टाइम्स अभी हम लोग सभी मानते हैं कि हमको सभी को शांति चाहिए चाहे वो कितने बड़े भी टेररिस्ट हो कितने बड़े क्रिमिनल पर्सन हो चाहे कोई भी साधु महात्मा हो चाहे छोटे बच्चे हो चाहे बूढ़े हो सभी को हम जिंदगी में शांति चाहिए चाहे यूनाइटेड नेशंस भी बना है चाहे हमारे गवर्नमेंट का पॉलिसी बन रहा है चाहे हमारा फैमिली का जो भी हम लोग एक्टिविटी करते हैं या पर्सनल एक्टिविटी करते हैं उसका मेन पर्पस है कि कैसे शांति और सुख में जीना है लेकिन ये एक हमारे पहले से था कि ये नहीं कि सिर्फ हमको शांति में जीना है या हमको हार्मोनियसली जीना है तो कैसे जीना है ना सारा कॉस्मोस जो भी होल क्रिएशन है वो होल क्रिएशन सभी में शांति होना है सभी में हार्मोनियस होना है कोई प्रकार का डिफरेंशिएशन नहीं होना चाहिए या कोई प्रकार का उसमें विभेद नहीं होना चाहिए कोई कॉन्फ्लिक्ट नहीं होना चाहिए तो वनस्पति शांति लेट स्काई बी द पीस लेट देयर बी मे द माइंड स्पेस बी पीसफुल मे द अर्थ बी पीसफुल मे द वाटर बी पीसफुल अपह शांति लाइक दैट दैट मीन्स ऑल द एलिमेंट्स ऑफ द नेचर एवरीथिंग शुड बी इन ए पीसफुल कंडीशन और वी कैन से दैट अ हार्मोनियस कंडीशन विदाउट एनी डिस्टर्बेंसेस एंड अगर कोई फिजिक्स के पर्सन है उसमें सेकेंड लॉ ऑफ थर्मोडायनामिक्स तो सेकेंड लॉ ऑफ थर्मोडायनामिक्स इट सेज दैट कोई भी आज टाइम पासेस ऑन सो एवरीथिंग डिस इंटीग्रेट्स लाइक वाइज हमारा माइंड भी डिस इंटीग्रेट होता है लाइक वाइज मैटर भी डिस इंटीग्रेट होता है बट वी वॉन्ट टू री इंटीग्रेट इट और इंटीग्रेशन ऑफ दोज थिंग्स सो इन दैट केस we are at this present moment that as you well say he has told human history becomes more and more a race between education and catastrophe environmental kya pollution hai aap log sabhi jante hain main uske bare mein zyada details bolna nahi chahunga kyunki hamare aur bhi vakta hai jo ki uske upar aur bolenge lekin main abhi ye bolne ja raha hu kyunki hum log environmental education to dena ja rahe hain lekin we are just going like this a spoon feeding things if you give a person a fish to feed him for a day and if you teach a person to fish you feed him for a lifetime so that's why we have to create that type of awareness among the individuals starting from the childhood till the adulthood so that each and everyone can live sustainably can live peacefully in harmony with nature harmony with oneself because why this is the problem The problem is, as we all know, that the 17th century was described as the age of faith. Then, 18th century was described as the age of reasoning. Then, 19th century was described as the age of progress. Then, 20th century as the age of stress. But what about 21st century? Whether it will be age of panic or age of peace? So, in that condition. Preamble of Earth Charter, as we have already adopted in 2000 itself, it reads that we stand at a critical moment in the Earth history, a time when humanity must choose its future. as the world becomes increasingly interdependent and fragile, the future at once holds a great peril. So we must join together to bring forth a sustainable global society founded on respect for nature, universal human rights, economic justice, and a culture of peace. That's why, towards this end, it is imperative that we, the peoples of Earth, declare our responsibility to one another, to the greater community of life, and to future generations. That's why the challenge is towards quality education for peace and sustainable development in a plural society. So whole world is full of plurality because of diverse culture, diverse genders, diverse, we can say that race, ethnic groups, so many things are there. So that's why so it has been told the war against nature by corporate power is dragging the world to ecological holocaust, annihilation's waste. So if we are to survive from it, then lasting peace we need, and that's why we need environmental education, so that, or we can say that education itself, so that it will create awareness among the individuals. Why? Again, we can go back this sustainability, or we can say that problem of environment, it was started in the World Commission on Environment and Declaration and Development in 1980, Earth Summit in 1992. Likewise, World Summit on Sustainable Development in Johannesburg 2002, all have declared that sustainable development is built on three independent, interdependent, and mutually reinforcing pillars. Number one, economic development. Number two, social development. Number three, environmental protection. So everyone, that my highlight is, so in each and every international conferences, so environmental protection has been highlighted and which must be established at a local, national, regional, and global levels. So that's why, long back, Boutros Ghali, the then United Nations Secretary General, he has told, the earth is sick from underdevelopment and also sick from excessive development, because this present environmental pollution is due to the developmental problems. What is the problem? So problem is epistemological and ontological crisis in our knowledge system as well as also education system itself. What is that problem? This problem has been done due to gross materialism, the resultant of miseducation. I am talking of miseducation, because whatever the education now we are providing, it creates doctors, engineers, we can say that bureaucrats, politicians, scientists, but we have missed the basic element, the basic purpose of education, the basic purpose of shiksha, that is human being. So that's why Martin Luther King Jr. has told, our scientific power outturn our spiritual powers. So this regretful situation in which efficiency is valued higher than personality and human beings are prominently absent, being dominated by technology created by themselves. So that's why, as Martin Luther King has told, that's why we have to again revive. So the main challenge of this millennium is challenge of technology and information, then challenge of ecology, the challenge of social justice, the challenge of religion, the danger of inhuman philosophies. Some 2-3 days before, I was discussing with someone, and someone was sharing, even if in Western countries, when there are some online courses we are going on, in that interaction, even the young mass of the Western countries, they are aversing even to the word of meditation also. Because that concept of meditation is misunderstood or misinterpreted in Western countries, and even if they don't want to listen to the word of meditation. So there are heavy discussions, or we can say that hot discussions, then they came to know. The point is that is known as inhuman philosophies. And moreover, the challenge of building a peaceful, better world by human beings and the contribution of education to that process. So that's why, so ultimate goal of education for environmental awareness and sustainable development is to meet the everyone's needs in ways that provide
I've shortcutted it.
So that provide for a high quality of life and improved standard of living without undermining the health of the natural environment. We are now discussing about the health of ourselves, but we are forgetting that we are damaging the health of our environment. So we have to protect that health of our without undermining the health of the natural environment upon which all social and economic developments depends. So that's why education for environmental awareness and sustainable development will remain elusive without a durable shift in the way we think, decide and behave, and learning and acquiring new knowledge, understandings, skills and abilities. So that's why the challenge is quality education for environmental education. That's why all agreed to start a second RENASA, as the Kothari Commission recommended that Indian education needs a drastic reconstruction, almost a revolution. And what is that revolution? What revolution kya hai? That revolution is in order to build a better society based on moral and spiritual values, जो कि हम लोग अभी तीन दिन से डिस्कशन कर रहे हैं. और ये जरूर है कि जब तक हम स्पिरिचुअल वैल्यूज को डेवलप नहीं करेंगे, मोरल वैल्यू को डेवलप नहीं करेंगे, तो हमारे एनवायरमेंटल अवेयरनेस होने से भी एक्शन लेवल में नहीं आएगा, एक्सेप्टेबल लेवल में नहीं आएगा. सो लर्निंग द ट्रेजर विद इन द इंटरनेशनल कमीशन ऑन एजुकेशन दे हैव सजेस्टेड व्हाट इज द प्रॉब्लम. दे हैव सजेस्टेड दैट देयर आर फोर पिलर्स ऑफ एजुकेशन: लर्निंग टू नो, लर्निंग टू डू, लर्निंग टू बी and learning to live together. But our present education system, it is just highlighting to some extent learning to know. It provides certain information. And Gandhiji has already told, information without formation leads towards deformation. Information without formation leads towards deformation. That means if that information is not converted or not changed or internalized or converted to wisdom, character formation, behavioral transformation, then that may lead towards a deformation. That means it's fractured personality, fractured human beings. And at present, almost, don't mind please, but almost, we all are the fractured personalities in one way or other. Because either we are emphasizing our left brain or emphasizing right brain, that is feminine quality or masculine quality. But we are not integrating, we are not creating balance between feminine quality and masculine quality. क्योंकि जो दैवी शक्ति है, दैवी गुण है और जो critical ability है, वो दोनों का सामंजस्य आना चाहिए, दोनों का harmony होना चाहिए, तभी जाके हम एक divinized perfect human being बन सकते हैं. लेकिन हम लोग अभी emphasize कर रहे हैं, अगर एक मेल चाइल्ड बॉय है तो बॉय को सिर्फ मास्कुलाइन क्वालिटी को डेवलप करना है, अगर एक लेडी है, गर्ल है, उसका सिर्फ फेमिनाइन क्वालिटी को डेवलप करना है. बट वी आर नॉट हैविंग दिस, दैट मीन्स हम लोग उसको सामंजस्य नहीं कर रहे, हार्मोनाइज नहीं कर रहे हैं. दैट्स वाई तो चैलेंज ऑफ 21st सेंचुरी इज टू बी कन्वर्टेड from culture of materialism to culture of spiritualism. That is the challenge at the present moment, whatever we are discussing now. And to have this consciousness, we have to change our consciousness and action from ego consciousness, that means a material consciousness, body consciousness, to eco consciousness or a spiritual consciousness towards this earth planet. Likewise, because Gandhi had already told there are other some sins are there: wealth without work, pleasure without conscience, knowledge without character, business without ethics, whatever is going on present moment, science without humanity, religion without sacrifice. Sacrifice means dedication, self, that means sacrificing the self interest. Then politics without principles are deadly sins, and whatever is prevalent in whole of not only India, throughout the world. That's why, so here I have shown this, what is the environmental crisis or problems in India. So the towards quality environmental education for peace and sustainable development. But the question is, how we can do that? So what we have to do? We have to go back to basics, basics to the nature. As Tagore has told, back to nature. Because we have been out of nature. Our lifestyle, our thinking process, our activities, everything. हम लोग पूरा नेचर से दूर भाग रहे हैं. सो दैट्स वाई टू फाइंड ए सोल्यूशन बेस्ड ऑन एथिकल ग्राउंड्स, द मेटाफिजिकल एंड एथिकल ग्राउंड्स पर्टेनिंग टू द वेरी आइडिया एंड आइडियोलॉजीज प्रमोटेड एंड प्रॉम्प्टेड टू इंक्रीज द प्रोडक्शन फॉर द कम्फर्ट ऑफ मासेस एंड गुड लिविंग, मेटेरियल प्रॉस्पेरिटी, लाइफ स्टाइल्स ऑफ अ हाईली इंडस्ट्रियलाइज वेस्टर्न सोसाइटीज इज अ प्रॉब्लम टू बी सॉल्व्ड. एंड वी आर जस्ट, किसी ने तो बोला था, और दैट मीन्स इन केस ऑफ इवोल्यूशन थ्योरी, जब हम लोग बंदर से आकर कभी आदमी बना है, लेकिन जस्ट रिवर्स ऑफ इट, इवन इफ हम लोग अभी बंदर से बदतर बन चुके हैं. सो इन दैट केस स्पिरिचुअलिज्म एज एन अल्टरनेटिव इन बिल्डिंग वैल्यूज एंड री ओरियंटिंग आवर सेल्फ कॉन्शियसनेस. सो दैट्स वाई वी हैव टू चेंज आवर टू ब्रिंग अबाउट bridging the gap between inner nature and outer nature. Because when we say that nature doesn't mean only environmental, external environment. So there is also inner environment. So due to inner nature, due to inner environmental pollution, that external environmental pollution is occurring. So that's why you have to bridge the gap between those two natures. That's why eco-thinking is to be developed. Ecological consciousness, that means the harmony between man and nature, that is to be there. Then eco spiritual culture, that means a transformation from ego thinking to eco thinking. Another one, that is eco values for developing a harmonious eco spiritual culture for a sustainable peaceful future. So that's why major indicators of environmental ethics and spiritual orientation is to be there. Incorporation of integrated approach of environmental study at all levels. Effective transaction of environmental education to the students and the common masses, that should be there. Sabhi level mein hona chahiye. Character in general and issue of ethical concern based on the reality. Then spirituality is a belief in the existence of spirit. Abhi aap log sabhi jo morning session mein, abhi jo 3 din ho chuke hain, ye 3 din session mein aap log sabhi confirm ho gaye honge ki hum log ke sharir se alag, ये शरीर को चलाने वाले एक ज्योति बिंदु स्वरूप आत्मा है. दैट इज द स्पिरिट सोल. सो मेनी साइंटिफिक एक्सप्लेनेशन आर देयर, साइंटिफिक प्रूफ्स आर ऑल्सो देयर, दैट आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू डिस्कस नाउ. सो दैट्स वाई ए सेंस ऑफ हार्मोनी हैड बीन एक्सप्रेस्ड थ्रू देयर बिलीव्स. सो दैट्स वाई व्हाट वी हैव टू डू, एजुकेशनल प्रायोरिटीज आर टू बी डन इन ऑल द सेक्टर्स, फॉर्मल, इनफॉर्मल एज वेल एज नॉन फॉर्मल. सो इन केस ऑफ दैट formal approach inputs, that curriculum, designs and training services are to be there. And basically for training, that Raja Yoga meditation also is to be emphasized, and extension programs through mass media, through other audiovisual medias are to be used so that you can create awareness among them. So that's why 3 principles are to be there, AAA, to create awareness. On the basis of awareness, we can accept the things, then only we can go for the action. That means janna, manna, phir usko practically karna. Likewise, 3 is enlighten, that means enlightenment, empower and enact. So that's why, how we can bridge that gap? Because we have to make the harmony with ourselves. So we have to bring harmony with oneself, harmony with nature, then harmony with community, then harmony with God. I think aaj ka lesson mein aur kal ka lesson mein bhi thode bahut aap log kaise God ke sath direct interact karna hai, uske sath kaise harmonize karna hai, thoda bahut aap log sikhe hain. So likewise, one of the psychologists, he has told that understand the children's needs, just like Maslow's needs, he had Carl Rogers, he had given the children's needs. The most important need is the need to be a person. To be a person, I am highlighting here, emphasizing here. Person means to be, as the treasure within has told, learning to be, and we have just neglecting that learning to be and learning to live together. That's why the present situation. That's why Karl Rogers has told that who am I? That postulates the negligence to be the true person, true self. We have been neglecting what is who are we or who am I, and what is my true self. That we are neglecting and we are just dragging here and there. हम लोग यहाँ वहाँ भाग रहे हैं अपने को छोड़ करके. So that's why when I have told you that awareness, accept, then action. So to have action, that's why behavioral changes. And for behavioral changes, there are certain steps are there. I am not going to discuss all those details. But 5-star personal development programs are to be there. Number one is the life goals are to be set. Then at least skills and competencies for environmental awareness is to be developed. Then assessment is to be made. Then developmental activities are to be done. Then timeline also is to be fixed. So that, and that should be followed by principle of a SMART. That means everything should be specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. Only then we can achieve. So that's why to have developed the environmental values, so there are different values I have just pointed out, which are related to environmental protections. So for that, these developmental activities, we can practice those things. So I'm just skipping certain things. So new pedagogical approaches are to be adopted. In that case, so teacher's role is more important one. So here dynamic role of a teacher, as a world builder, guide, prompter, and this planner, initiator, all those things are to be there. So that's why teachers are at the heart of the everything. I can just quote here. Sir S.L. Hulock, psychiatrist, professor of the University of Wisconsin. So the stresses that lead towards mental illness are often the same stresses that lead to crime and also mental pollution, that to environmental pollution. And that's why root cause of all violence and crime and illness. That's why to reduce that mental tension, we need holistic spiritual wisdom and a yogic meditation, which has stood the test of science, psychiatric, medical experiments, and also visionary experiences. That's why Justice Krishna Iyer, he has told, victory must be won by Raja Yoga meditation in the battle against bhoga, that is indulgence. Now, consumeristic attitude is there. If that besets our yoga, is to be beaten back. That's why that Raja Yoga meditation is to be practiced. Only then we can have the mental change, and only then. So with this, I can suggest that to have environmental awareness, action and enactment, we should go for reflections, self-contemplations. With that, if we can change ourselves, starting from the very minute things, then we can go for other things. So with this, I again express my heartfelt thanks to all of you. आप लोग इतने समय धैर्य के साथ सुना है. ओम शांति.
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद जयदेवा साहू जी, आपने विस्तार से बहुत कुछ ज्यादा ही विस्तार से प्रकाश डाला. अभी मैं आज के हमारे चेयरपर्सन प्रोफेसर इंद्र कृष्ण भट्ट साहब को इनवाइट करना चाहूंगा. आपका एजुकेशन मास्टर्स एंड डॉक्टरेट आईआईटी कानपुर से हुआ है. आपने लिस्ट ऑफ इंस्टीट्यूशंस एंड ऑर्गेनाइजेशन है जिनमें आपने वर्क किया है, लाइक इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ इंजीनियरिंग एंड टेक्नोलॉजी लखनऊ, मोतीलाल नेहरू नेशनल इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ टेक्नोलॉजी इलाहाबाद. आप एडवाइजर ऑफ AICTE जो ऑल इंडिया काउंसिल फॉर टेक्निकल एजुकेशन है उसके एडवाइजर हैं. आप नेशनल बोर्ड ऑफ एक्रेडिटेशन जो टेक्निकल एजुकेशन में है उसके मेंबर सेक्रेटरी हैं थे. हाँ. आप डायरेक्टर लिस्ट ऑफ नेशनल इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ टेक्नोलॉजी के डायरेक्टर रह चुके हैं, जिनमें से एनआईटी हमीरपुर, एनआईटी दिल्ली एंड आप वर्तमान में एनआईटी जयपुर और ट्रिपल आईआईटी कोटा, इंडियन इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ इंफॉर्मेशन टेक्नोलॉजी, इनके डायरेक्टर हैं। आप सेवरल पॉलिसी मेकिंग कमिटी ऑफ गवर्नमेंट ऑफ इंडिया एंड स्टेट ऑफ राजस्थान में हैं। आपने डजन्स ऑफ पीएचडी अवार्ड करवाए स्टूडेंट्स को एंड मोर देन 80 जर्नल्स पब्लिश इन इंटरनेशनल जर्नल्स। तो मैं ऐसे महानुभव आज के हमारे चेयरपर्सन प्रोफेसर इंद्र कुमार भट्ट साहब को इनवाइट करना चाहूंगा। 10:30 बजे हमें स्टेज खाली करना है, तो
मैं आई ट्राई माय लेवल बेस्ट। ओम शांति। एस्टीम्ड स्पीकर प्रोफेसर जयदेवा साहू जी एंड राजीव जी जो कि डायस पर हैं, esteemed faculty members who have come from all across the globe and invited guests, brothers and sisters. First of all, let me thank the Isharia Vishwavidyalaya for giving me an opportunity to come here. I am associated with it for last maybe 10 or 15 days, and that is due to the effort of Jayanti ji. And after coming to this place, I realized that I have missed many things in my life. I have done a lot of things, but I think I could have done much more than what I have done so far. This Dr. Sahu, in fact, explained a lot of things on environmental awareness. And he talked about that there are certain issues which have come up during this period and we need to take care of them. An inconvenient truth is that the environmental problems have been created by human activities, by misuse of the technologies which were developed for the development of the society. If we look at the climatic changes, if we look at the global warming issues, if we look at the earthquakes which are coming up at much higher frequency and also at much higher magnitudes, if you look at the acid rains, if you look at hurricanes, Katrina, tsunamis, all this is because of the human activity that take place on the earth. The submersion, there have been more than 300 small islands near Bangladesh which have submerged in water, in sea, during last 30 years. Glaciers are melting. We had Naren Narayan as one glacier in Himalayas. It is now broken into two parts actually after the global warming. These are the issues. And let us see that what we have done by use of various technologies, by use of not being conscious of what we are doing in the society. Can we have the slides, please? Light. Look at this street. You can't see the houses. This is the condition of smog pollution. These are the factories which create the pollutants in the on earth. Look at the amount of carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, sulfur dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, which is being created in different parts of the world. Look at what we are giving to the nature and how does it affect us actually. We breathe the same air which goes from these, because it cannot be restricted to Canada. It moves all across the globe, creating problems, ozone holes, GHGs, greenhouse gases, and all those things are because of this. Look at this, the refineries which produce oil for us, how do they pollute the environment? Look at how things are happening to our places. All this gas which is coming up here from the chimney is going to the environment. Look at what we are doing. This is how we develop the carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide and send it to the environment. Carbon monoxide and sulfur dioxide being given to the environment, and when it rains, it becomes sulfuric acid, which comes on the surface of Earth. Again, similar gases. And you can see that the trend is increasing. Now, who is doing it? If you look at the water pollution, what we are doing to the water resources which are available to us. Wohi jheelein jahan se hum paani peete the, jisko hume saaf karne ki zarurat nahi hoti thi, unko humne is condition mein la ke rakha hua hai. If you look at other condition, what is happening on the coastal areas across the globe, in fact, look at what is happening to the streams which we, jahan par hum bachpan mein paani peete the, unhi streams ko humne kya kiya hua hai. Look at the pollution which we throw into the jeels, into the lakes. This is the condition what we have made them. Look at what we are doing on to the water bodies which are there, and we find that we have really made them, the condition of these water bodies as miserable. Everywhere what we see is this condition. Who has done it, in fact? This is how we just drop the lot of waste, industrial waste, into our rivers and into the sea, and kill fauna and animal life there. This is how cement factories pollute our rivers. Look at the condition of this crab. It cannot breathe even. And the same condition is for us also. If you are conscious of the environment around us, you will realize that what we have done to the environment. And similarly, everywhere we are throwing this junk, which has become a problem for all of us. I just wanted to show you some of these pictures all across the globe, not only for India. And I think in our country, we have still worse conditions in many places. And therefore, who is doing it? All of us are responsible for doing it. We are doing it consciously, or maybe do not do it with consciousness. We think that what we are doing is a development. Probably we are not understanding that it is going to be the end of civilization. And therefore, all these issues which are arising, in fact, have arisen because of the development which we want to have on this earth. I am a technologist. I would definitely like to go ahead with development. But it should not be at the cost of the humanity, cost of the life of people who are living on this earth. This was one aspect of it. Look at the deforestation which is taking place all across the world. Just because of the industrial benefits which we want to have, maybe the large-scale farming which we want to have and just remove the forests, or oil mining or paper industry, we are going to cut these trees and thus create an environment which is not conducive. We used to live in Gurukuls. Look at this Gurukul where we have come here. Go outside this Gurukul and see that what is the difference. The difference is that this portion looks quite green, conducive to live, everything in perfect harmony with nature. And when you go outside, you find that deforestation has taken place in the forests up Mount Abu, and therefore it is not livable. People talk about, everyone was talking about, the temperature has risen here, and this is we are responsible for all this. I personally feel that such type of seminars are not going to really be a solution to it, unless all of us realize and educate others, which is very, very important, so that we are in a position to take care of some of these issues which are in fact affecting us. We need to impart knowledge to ourselves, educate ourselves, impart this knowledge to others, make them realize that what is happening, teach them how preventive measures have to be taken, which are very, very important, so that the society lives in perfect harmony. I quote Aurobindoji. He says, education must bring out the child's own intellect and moral capacities to their highest possible level and develop his intellect, moral and spiritual capacities to grow freely. Teacher and the parents have a role to play. They have to facilitate, purify, sharpen, perfect and transform this child to bring him into a state of balance and integrity for the benefit of society. Again, whatever type of education we are imparting to our students, whether it is technical education, whether it is medical education, whether it is social education, all of us have to understand that it is our role. We as teachers who have assembled here today have a great responsibility of educating other teachers in our institutions and making it a movement so that our children ultimately are benefited. Yesterday somebody said, if we educate a man, we are educating an individual. If we educate a woman, we are educating a family. We need to educate every child of this society in our schools so that every person in the society becomes responsible to the environment. Many suggestions were given by my learned friend, and therefore I will not be talking about how this awareness has to be there. I personally feel we need to develop a belief in ourselves, in our students, a passion for living and perseverance to help them to reach and even exceed to set goals. We need to follow them through their plans so that they remain enthusiastic in whatever they do, especially for creating a better environment for tomorrow. We have to work in a holistic manner so that we become responsible to the children of the future who are yet to come to this earth, which is very, very important. At the end, I am delighted to know that this Aisharya Vishwavidyalaya is exposing us to such conferences and reminding us of our responsibilities, which can help us to grow morally, spiritually, and be helpful to the society. Jai Hind, Om Shanti.
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद भट्ट साहब. आपने बहुत ही वार्निंग के साथ में हम सबको बताया कि आज का हमारा डेवलपमेंट है वो फ्यूचर जनरेशन की कॉस्ट पे हम ना करें. ऐसा नहीं हो आने वाली जनरेशन पैदा होते ही उनको ऑक्सीजन मास्क लगाना पड़े, इवन हमें भी. आपको बताते हुए हमें बहुत खुशी हो रही है कि ब्रह्मा कुमारीज के यहाँ पे जो तीनों कॉम्प्लेक्सेस हैं, ज्ञान सरोवर, पांडव भवन एंड नीचे आबू रोड तलहटी में जो शांतिवन कॉम्प्लेक्स है, वहां पे जो डेवलपमेंट, जितना भी जैसे साहू साहब ने कहा कि अंडर डेवलपमेंट एंड एक्सेस डेवलपमेंट दोनों ही बीमार करते हैं, लेकिन एक बैलेंस सस्टेनेबल डेवलपमेंट जिसको कहीं, और एनर्जी जो यूज में लिया गया है, प्रोसेस अभी ऑनगोइंग है, पाइपलाइन में है, और अभी तक भी जितना है अल्टरनेटिव एनर्जी को यूज में किया गया है, चाहे वो सोलर एनर्जी कहें या डेवलपमेंट विच वेस्ट वाटर मैनेजमेंट कहें. यहां भी आपने देखा होगा वेस्ट वाटर मैनेजमेंट लगाया गया है, और ब्रह्मा कुमारीज के अक्रॉस द इंडिया जितने भी सेंटर्स हैं, बड़े ट्रेनिंग सेंटर्स हैं, वहां पे भी यही कोशिश है कि इन्हीं का इस्तेमाल किया जाए. तो ऑन द टाइम आज के सेशन का बहुत ही अच्छा प्रकाश डाला इसके ऊपर. अगर हम एक एक ये प्रेरणा लें कि यहां से जाने के बाद में, वैसे तो क्या ईच वन एक पेड़ हम लगाएं, लेकिन एक दिन अगर 10 लगाएं, तो कहा गया है कि वृक्ष धरती का वस्त्र है. तो हम फिर से वो एक जो कहां से मिसिंग डायमेंशन जो रहा है हमारा डेवलपमेंट में, उसको कम से कम एक तरीके से हम कंप्लीट कर सकते हैं. तो इसी के साथ में आज के सत्र का समापन करते हैं. ओम शांति.